Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. That's John Mayer.
The star of Winterland.
Star of Winterland. This part of the show is brought to you by UCSF Health. Winterland tickets go on sale in less than 1 hour. We are T-minus 54 minutes. Top of my lungs. So if you want to get in, you need to be on the ball. 8 o'clock is when these tickets go on sale. It's John Mayer and Maren Morris. And if you want to be there, you got to get your tickets fast. It always sells out. They're going on sale today at 8 o'clock, less than an hour from now. LiveNation.com or Ticketmaster.com. We'd love to see you there. It is such a great, fun, festive party.
You can get them at either one of those places?
Either one. All the details are at RadioAlice.com. I'm sure there's links to everything, but either LiveNation.com or Ticketmaster.com. Open two windows. Try to get them on both. There's always a flood at first.
I'm going to open a window right now.
Do it. So, going to the movies.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh.
I'm here.
Hi, Human. It looks like Regal Cinema is going to try surge pricing. And not just surge pricing, but and because, you know, you could always get into a matinee. Usually the first showing of the day, you can get it for a couple bucks off. And I like to do that. If you're a senior citizen, you can get a discount, too. Looking forward to that. But they're going to test a new pricing model. They're going to charge less for movies that are less possible, less popular, and maybe aren't doing so well. Like, this would be an opportunity for them to say, like, listen, this new Blade Runner 2049 or whatever the hell the name of it is, it's so good. I loved it, and no one is going to see it. So if they price it super cheap, maybe people will go to see it. So they're going to start testing out things like that. But also, they're going to surge price. Like on a Friday and Saturday night, big movie, you're going to pay double the price. Or who knows what their percentage up will be. But if you want to go to the latest and greatest movie on a Friday night at 7 p.m., you're going to be paying for that.
I don't like it.
I think people avoid the surge.
Right.
Because, you know, with the Bay Bridge, you know how they have the surge pricing
yes.
there? It's impossible. I mean, you commute when you commute, right?
Right.
Be careful, movie theaters, because people already don't want to go to you.
Right.
So I wouldn't pull this nonsense, because what is more likely is people are going to start to get this stuff pumped into their home, and mm-hmm. they're not even going to show up.
Right.
So if you goof around with people like that and burn them enough times where they're all $40 bucks for one seat tonight? You do that enough times to people, they're just going to stop going.
I know.
I can make popcorn at home. Do the whole thing.
I eat so much less when I watch a movie at home than I do when mm-hmm. I go to a theater.
So, I wouldn't mess with that.
Do you have the stats on how many Regal theaters there are?
I do not.
So there's 561, 7,315 screens.
So let me ask you this. What is that movie? I can't remember the name of it. We talked about it, I don't know, 2 months ago. It used to be for $50 you could buy like a subscription service.
Oh, yeah, that's Chris Kelly's company,
right.
MoviePass.
MoviePass. And then they went down to $10. Is yeah. Regal one of the participating theaters in this?
Yeah, they have all the theaters.
So if I'm my $10 a month for this MoviePass thing, am I going to be subject to these surges? That'd piss me off if I was already paying for free movie tickets. Paying for free movie tickets and then having to pay like a surcharge in order to get the surge pricing. So I don't know how this will work. They're going to test it though. And they're going to test it out in enough markets to get some solid data on whether or not it's actually getting more people into the theaters or driving people away or changing the times that people go to see movies. Regal in a statement said, changes to the historical pricing structure have often been discussed but rarely tested in our industry, and we're excited to learn more about how pricing changes impact customer behavior.
There's this huge article in Forbes that was just posted 20 hours ago. This one writer for them says, after 2 weeks with a MoviePass card, the benefits outweigh its shortcomings. So people seem to be a fan of it. I think it'll work against the Regal
Well, if it just depends on if Regal decides, well, this is surge pricing time, and even though you're a movie pass member, you got to pay $4 extra or, you know, whatever. Suddenly, your free movie isn't free anymore. How does Movie Pass make money? They do like partnerships or something.
They concessions gather data or... and stuff like that. Oh. Yeah. But yeah, they're picking up the cost of your ticket. So you see five movies, they'll pay the $40.
Oh, so they're paying the movie.
Yeah, they're paying for it.
Well, good luck, Regal. I hope that works out for you. I love going to the movies. I do. I actually enjoy the entire... I don't like a super crowded theater, but I enjoy the experience. I've had some, you know... I think it's super fun to see it with other people, hear other people's reaction. I do love the kettle corn.
That was fun when we all went... Oh, is your side hurting still when you eat the kettle corn, or is that gone?
Yeah, I haven't had that. I mean, knock wood. I had that a couple times, and then it went away.
That was fun seeing Blade Runner with you.
Oh, I thought that movie was just great. Really loved it. The Daily Beast did a breakdown of the best and worst TV shows of the fall. It's just their opinion, so there'll be all kinds of people fighting about it, I'm sure. But they explained what they liked and disliked about each of the shows. They labeled Young Sheldon the most promising new show.
That's weird. Just the idea that they did a bite off of a show that's already overexposed.
But it's still like the top show.
I know,
on TV.
But it's just every channel seems to have the reruns on. Plus, it's on. It's still on.
Well, the thing about Young Sheldon that they're saying that they like, and listen, it's highly rated. People really like it. It's not a studio set show. I don't believe it's like a sitcom where they've got people laughing. It's coming across more like the Wonder Years than just a normal sitcom. All right. So I guess people like it. And I guess the kid's great and people are watching it.
Okay.
They picked for most fun new show, The Deuce, which is one I like plan to get to that. That's one about porn, the porno industry developing. I think it's set in like the early 70s.
Is that James Franco?
It's James Franco, and Maggie Gyllenhaal, I think, is one of the people in it. They say it's a highbrow show about lowbrow art, porn, with impeccable production value, wild performances, and enough salaciousness to keep you titillated. The Good Doctor, which I have definitely heard about. Oh, Vanessa's saying she loves The Good Doctor. She's got a mouthful and going, thumbs up.
No, I have a cough drop. But yeah, it's so good.
Her mouth is so small.
You're sick too?
She started coughing like frantically over the past half hour.
Oh, no. Oh, great.
So you guys did make out.
Well,
secretly.
She wanted to.
The Good Doctor is so good.
You love it.
What's it about?
So they say it's a cross between Doogie Howser, M.D., and House.
Exactly.
Is it about a young kid who's a doctor?
Yeah, he has autism. Sorry if I said that wrong. And he's just a genius. He's so good, and he's super cute. So good show.
He has a crush on him.
Wasn't the thing on House that he would get every week some rare disease would walk into his hospital, and he'd figure out a way to cure it?
Yeah, he just...
So it's like the autistic
kid. Impossible.
So you watch all these shows,
yeah,
huh?
Grey's Anatomy, House, The Good Doctor.
Bones. You watch Bones?
No, is that a doctor show?
I think so.
It's an old show. I don't think it's on anymore.
Anyway, it seemed like it would be, I guess, 19.2 million viewers. It seemed like it was going to be a hit from the start. 19.2 million viewers the first episode.
It's huge.
And they've managed to hold on to most of that. They say they average about 17 million people per episode, which is big. The return of Will and Grace, they say it defies expectations in a good way. They like how it kept what made it so great intact, while also having a willingness to change into present-day issues, gay or otherwise, with the same fearlessness it did two decades ago. They like it. By the way, this is, I believe, the Daily Beast. Daily Beast breaking down what they think are the best and worst TV shows of the fall. A couple things on Netflix. They like the true crime spoof American Vandal. They call it the best-kept secret. American Vandal. They say it sounds juvenile, and penis jokes figure heavily into the plot. But it's far more sophisticated than most of us gave it credit for at first blush. There's also, it looks like on Netflix, an animated show called Big Mouth. And that's the biggest word of mouth success. According to the site, the show's biggest fans are straight 30-something males. And they like it. The best effort, they say it's adorable, it's pleasant, it's fine. Kevin probably saves the world. Which I've seen ads. Oh, you like that too, Vanessa? It's fine, is what they're saying.
I've seen it, yeah.
You don't love it.
It keeps me entertained. I like it.
They say...
Not very enthusiastic. Yeah,
it's fine, but that's what they're saying. It's adorable, it's pleasant, it's fine. The biggest train wreck, Megyn Kelly today.
Oh.
Not too surprising. They say it is. It's a pretty popular punching bag.
Yuzette and I talk about her every day.
Oh, really?
Well, because, you know, she was so highbrow on Fox and she was so confrontational. And then we read an article saying, to boost her ratings, she'll have the Kardashians on. And you're like, what? You sold out already?
Oh, yeah. She totally stepped away from everything she'd been spouting about on Fox.
Yeah.
The site says of the Megyn Kelly show, daytime debuts are always wonky, but few are this messy or so thoroughly fail to even understand what the host is good at. They called the Brave, Valor, and SEAL team the biggest copycats because they're basically interchangeable, one-dimensional military shows with over-the-top patriotism. They also say of Star Trek Discovery.
Here we go, everyone.
What's that?
That's the new Star Trek series. It's on CBS All Access.
The one you're making jokes about.
They refer to it as the Star Trek show we deserved. While Orville, that's the Seth MacFarlane like sort of send up of these type of shows, they say that's the Star Trek show no one asked for. The Mayor is the best new sitcom no one's watching. I don't think I've ever even heard of The Mayor. And 9JKL is the worst new sitcom that no one's watching.
What are they saying about Superior Donuts?
They don't say anything about it.
I just saw an ad for it, and I want to swear to God, I saw Judd Hirsch and went, he's still alive?
It's the guy from Taxi.
That was my reaction to it. Yeah, he looked old in Taxi.
Yeah.
And then he had another run. I don't even remember the name of the show.
He did. I can't remember it.
It was a commercial on the World Series last night.
So he's on Superior Donuts?
Some show called Superior Donuts.
Yeah. I feel like I've heard good things about that show.
I don't know. I just, it was the first time I'd seen it, so I figured they must have reviewed it, but I guess not.
They're calling Marvel's Inhumans the biggest bomb. Dynasty is the worst reboot. And the biggest WTF moment is the Kevin Can Wait drama where Aaron Hayes' character is killed off so Kevin James can reteam with Leah Remini.
That's such a weird
thing. From the King
and
Queens, I know.
And she's so bummed, the lady who they threw off.
Yeah. She was on a hit sitcom.
I think she just tweeted, I think I read something like, I'm going on tryouts right now.
Oh, auditions.
Auditions, ugh. That's what it was. Because, you know, I don't have that show that I was on.
Mm. Speaking of shows that people love, looks like Business Insider went through and ranked the HBO shows, the best HBO shows of all time. They put the Larry Sanders show. It ran 92 to 98, and they put that at number one. That is a great show. And it's still on there if you want to go back and watch it. They put The Sopranos at number two. Number three, The Wire. Number four, The Night Of, which lost me the first episode, but they love it.
I jumped off that too.
Insecure, which I see the promos for this and I go, that looks like a show for me. I've seen a few promos for it on HBO and I've never hit play on it, and they've got that one at number five. Number six, Silicon Valley. So damn good. Number seven, Band of Brothers. Which
what was number one?
Number one was The Larry Sanders Show.
Okay.
So
you say Larry Sanders or Gary Shandling?
It's Larry Sanders. There was a Gary Shandling show, I think, like on Fox. But the Larry Sanders show is where he plays like a Johnny Carson type.
Anyway, it's
an interesting list. All the shows you know from HBO are on it, and they rank the 23 best HBO shows of all time in the Business Insider. If you want to take a look at that whole thing, Jaden Smith.
Yes,
Jaden Smith.
What about him?
Well, he's the son of Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith, and so
he's done a couple movies, though. I was just trying to go through my head, has he accomplished anything? Yeah. Actually, he's done a couple movies.
And I did not think he was bad in that Karate Kid reboot. I mean, listen, the whole movie, was it necessary? No. But was he good in it? Yeah. He was fine in that. You know? I thought, great. And didn't he do a movie with his dad where they were on something like Jungle Planet?
Yeah, that was M. Night Shyamalan. Shyamalan.
Really?
What was it called? After Earth, I think.
Oh. That was an M. Night movie?
Yeah, M. Night Shyamalan.
Ding dong. Anyway, he also fancies himself, you know, a cutting-edge fashion icon and a music guy. And I'm sure in the Will Smith mansion, there's a whole set of anything that they want to do that day. Oh, you need a TV studio? Go down to the third level of the basement, hang a right, and the studios are down there. I mean, I'm sure that the whole thing is happening. So I'm sure there's a great music studio. And maybe that's where he's working on this upcoming project. He seems really high on it. It's apparently something called Syre, S-Y-R-E.
Okay.
And here's Do we have him talking about it first before we hear
about
it?
No, it's just his.
Okay, so
he
said.
He posted a few videos too.
He says, so. More is coming. I promise. I won't let you down. And I guess we've got some little preview clips of this record that's coming out November 17th. Uh-oh. We're buffering. We're buffering.
Oh, boy, you got a really good Xfinity service here.
He's looking. There's a picture of him, and he's looking very serious. Kind of sad, even, maybe. Oh, here we go.
Got his hair bleached, huh? Is that bleached hair or shaved head?
Sure looks like bleached hair. Listen, we've heard worse songs, you know? Certainly, he comes from talented parents. Now the camera's backing off.
Yeah, I'm not going to listen to this.
I don't know if there's a... Is that a guy tied up in a sandbox?
No, he's just laying down on like a roof.
Cool pants, dude. Oh, did you do that or did that just happen?
No, that's part of his video.
Oh, well, there you go. Sire, a beautiful confusion.
No.
No, that's what he's up to. Meanwhile, your kid has to get an after-school job. Emma Stone's got a new boyfriend.
Oh,
Andrew Garfield?
It's not. Oh no, they broke up a while ago.
Yeah, I know.
So I guess the dating pool is deep at SNL. We had heard that Scarlett Johansson is dating the host of Weekend Update, that Colin Jost
I actually guy. Just read she's doing some chef guy.
Oh, she moved on? Colin.
It's I just, you know, passed on the many stories I read. I figured I'll wait till Sarah tells me. It's not true until then.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Until it comes out of my mouth?
Right.
Well, you'll wait a long time for some stories, man. Emma Stone has a new man in her life.
Who is it?
She is dating an SNL writer.
Oh, a writer?
You've never even seen this guy. He's not bad looking. Good looking guy.
I mean...
His name's Dave McCary.
He's not.
He is...
Do you know who he is? No, I've never heard of him before, but Emma Stone's an A-plus lister in Hollywood, so...
They're actually saying Ben Affleck is dating one of the producers on the show, Lindsay Shookus. And they mentioned Colin Jost and Scarlett Johansson in this, but I don't know. Maybe they broke up and she's dating a chef.
How often does it work out that two people peaking actually stay together?
Never.
Never.
There's just no way.
People peak at different moments. People get jealous. There's, you know, one person's busy. The other one has to stay home with the kids.
That's the guy, the writer?
Yeah, he's cute. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's not bad.
I want to answer for all of them.
Take a look.
I've seen him.
What do you think?
Wow.
Not your type?
Wow.
I think he's perfect for taking out the trash. Dude, I'm Emma Stone. Take out the trash.
Yeah. Oh, okay, Emma.
Well,
yeah, all right.
Oh, all right.
Then I'll write a joke about it later. Because that's what I do. I'm a joke
Listen,
writer.
I would take out her trash. I'd be happy to.
Yeah. Almost anybody would.
I mean, you're in her mansion. Wearing her underwear.
Yeah. Maybe that's why she kicked what's the Superman guy's name? Andrew Garfield. Maybe that's why she kicked him out. Spider-Man. He wouldn't take out the trash.
Well, he's a celebrity too. That's what I'm saying. I think the ones that work out are the ones where they kind of, they go down a notch and get someone who's happy to cater.
Exactly. Is Julia Roberts still with that camera
guy,
Danny
Motor? Motor
guy.
Yeah. Yep.
That's what
I just
need.
Read about her the other day.
He'll always be appreciative that, you know, she...
And she was like, I was a spoiled, rotten brat for most of my adult life and never sort of got it until I got with this dude. And I was tripping because he's a normal guy.
Yeah.
Or normal-ish.
Well, you know, he's come over to her side of normal and she's come down to
right.
his side of normal. Anyway, this dude, Dave McCary, is getting with Emma Stone. Apparently, they're not... I don't know if it's exclusive. They're saying they were making out at an SNL after party after she guest starred on the show. This was back in May.
May?
Yeah.
And they're still together?
It looks that way.
Well, it's not that long, is it?
6 months? 5 months?
5 months. So
that's a pretty good run.
5 months?
Over the summer.
When's the last time you stayed with someone 5 months?
Oh, good question.
6 years ago, 7 years ago.
So he is also a director. Did you know, Kyle Mooney, he's one of the players right now on SNL. He had a movie called Brigsby Bear out. I do vaguely.
It got super good press.
Yeah, it did.
He directed it.
I didn't see it.
I should watch that. You know what? Because after I watched, I was like, I don't know. The Big Sick got a lot of good press. And then finally we press play on it. And
How
sure
good
enough,
was it?
What a great movie.
Yep.
So maybe I should watch Brigsby Bear. What's it about?
I don't know.
Let me see here. Looking it up. It looks like it's Brigsby Bear's Adventures is a children's TV show produced for an audience of one. How's that?
Okay. Got good press, huh? All right. Well, anyway, they're dating.
80% Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh. Iggy Azalea and Odell Beckham Jr. Looks like they're an item.
They are?
According to this.
I think he's hurt, so he's out.
Right, he needs someone to, you know, someone to apply new ice packs or whatever you do to fix that. It's very new, very fresh. She is 27. He's 24. I guess the dating rumor started in May. They posed for a group photo with friends, including Paris Hilton, at a Los Angeles bowling alley. And everyone was like, oh, they're together. She's like, no, dude, we're at the same party. We're not together. But since then, things have changed. And I guess it's not exclusive. You know, they're just enjoying each other's company. She says she and Beckham had a long way to go before becoming an item. She says, I don't watch football. I saw Lady Gaga perform at the Super Bowl. That's it.
Hmm.
But apparently they're...
What happened to her? Man, she was hot
Iggy
for
Azalea.
A minute there.
Oh, yeah.
And then...
She's put out another record, I guess.
Did she, though?
Not that I know of.
I listened to your countdown and haven't heard it on there at all.
I haven't heard it either. She was on there for a long time. Remember every week?
Oh, that one song was huge.
What? Burr, I'm so burr, fancy.
Burr, burr. That one.
Morning now. And there you go. There's your 7 o'clock trash. What's coming up, Benny?
The modern day. Guard dogs.
Oh.
Look out. You may be losing your job here very soon.
Uh-oh.
I've got the modern day guard dog after these.
Alice at 97.3, Sir and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the show brought to you by Spot Hero. That was Maren Morris. Hallelujah. Amen. You like that one, Hooman?
I love this one. What's the countdown? How many minutes till tickets are available?
24 minutes.
I got 23 minutes, man.
The other clock was different. Sorry
it's
about
not
that.
Very long. These tickets are going on sale at 8 o'clock. We're talking about, of course, Alice in Winterland 2017. The star of the show, John Mayer. Maren Morris, I can't wait to see her. I'm as excited to see her as I am to see John Mayer.
Yeah.
We have such a great time every year at Alice in Winterland. It is such a fun show. We do it at the Masonic, which is a beautiful place to see the show. And the tickets are going on sale at 8 a.m. So please... Get on Siri right now or whoever you use, whatever your lady's name is. I don't know her name. And tell her to give you a notification at 8 a.m. so you can get on LiveNation.com or Ticketmaster.com and you can get your tickets. These are going to sell out. They sell out every year. I have a feeling this year is going to go really fast. People are super excited for John Mayer and Maren Morris. So 8 o'clock. And we'll give you another reminder because that's what we do here.
Or two.
One or two more reminders. 8 o'clock.
What's up, everyone? We're going to begin with a story that came up, I want to say this was late 2016.
Okay.
Yesterday, while I'm screwing around on the computer and I've got the World Series on and I'm hanging out with my family, up pops a picture of Sherry Papini.
Sherry Papini.
Right. Do you remember who
got
that is?
Got nothing on Sherry.
She is the blonde jogger that disappeared in Shasta County.
Oh, right.
Who was abducted, as she says,
right.
by two Mexican women.
Right.
And held captive and beaten.
Yeah.
And then released on Thanksgiving morning.
And I think they were like yelling all kind of epithets at her saying mean things about her.
And when we got the report, it seemed so fishy.
Right.
Something was not right with the story, and it did... And they found her phone, like, out in a field where she'd gone running.
Oh.
And so the whole thing was just weird. And now there's her face. And I'm like, whoa, finally we're going to see whatever came of this story. Because when she returned, people were obviously, it smelled fishy.
Mm-hmm.
And so everyone was curious, what's wrong with this story that she's telling? And the family got mad. Like,
how dare you question what happened
to
my wife?
She's a mother and a wife, and she's missing, and all you do is suspect foul play, and not from the right people.
Right. From her.
13 years. This story was originally printed in the Sacramento Bee. I'll get to the newest parts of the story here in a second.
Okay.
13 years before Sherry Papini told Shasta County detectives she was abducted and tortured for weeks by two female kidnappers, Her mother called the same law enforcement agency to ask for help with her daughter. So this was when she was a young lady.
Okay.
Papini, her mother alleged, had been harming herself and blaming the injuries on the mother.
Oh.
So there's that, right? And you go, well, I don't know who to believe in that. If anything, I'll believe the kid, right?
Right.
First.
Hard to know.
Sacramento Bee got this because of the California Public Records Act. They were able to get these records. Let's see here. And then later, her dad reported in 2000, her father, Richard Graff, alleged his daughter burglarized his residence. 3 years later, he alleged she made unauthorized withdrawals from his checking account.
Mm.
In 2000, her sister, Sheila, alleged her back door had been kicked in and they believed Papini was the suspect. So all of these things sort of...
smallish incidents.
Are background that, right. incidents as the police have looked into this kidnapping, which now the latest information is there's mystery DNA found on her clothing. It's a man's.
Really?
They also say she'd been texting with some man from Michigan.
Uh-oh.
They've removed him as a suspect.
In the kidnapping.
But it's interesting that this story has just resurfaced. They say a woman who disappeared last year from her neighborhood near Reading and mysteriously turned up alive on the side of a freeway, branded, bruised, and in chains.
Branded?
Yeah, had been, well, it could be a cigarette burn. Yeah. I don't know what that is. Had been texting with a man from Michigan before going missing. And had male DNA on her clothing that was not her husband's.
Uh-oh.
For the first time in nearly 6 months, officials have put new details out there about the sensational kidnapping case of Sherry Papini, the 35-year-old mother who vanished while jogging and then again turned up on Thanksgiving Day. So I didn't...
So
I
no resolution, but here are some...
That's the latest. Her picture resurfaced.
Very interesting. It's like, now what do you think happened? Like, she just ran off with some dude and decided to make it.
And then decided that she needed to go back and had to come
family.
Up with some kind of a legitimate.
So she went and got some chains, burned herself.
I don't know how far someone is willing to go.
Well, she goes pretty far.
Yeah.
She's harming herself and blaming her mom.
I mean, I don't know.
Stealing money from her dad.
That's the story out there today. Hmm. And when I saw it last night, I was hoping for resolution, actually, and
right.
didn't get it. But clearly... they're still on it.
She's leading a very interesting life, that woman. She keeps it interesting for herself. Drama. People love it.
I was teasing you with the new guard dog. That's not really...
Oh, tell me what this is. Are we getting robot guard dogs?
No.
Are android guard dogs?
No, and we all can't have a 91-year-old naked lady roaming around the house to scare off would-be burglars. But that's
naked?
What happened to Naked.
Oh.
Yeah. 28-year-old guy named Joseph Parent broke into a house in Yarmouth. What?
Yarmouth.
Huh?
Yarmouth.
Massachusetts on Monday night.
Like Plymouth. You wouldn't say Plymouth. Yarmouth. Plymouth.
What is it?
Weymouth. Yarmouth.
Massachusetts on Monday night. As he was going through the stuff in the dining room, he stopped in his tracks at what he saw.
Well, 91-year-old naked lady looks kind of like a ghost, you know?
A totally
like,
naked 91-year-old woman.
Like frizzy white hair.
Her name is Patricia Mulkeen.
Crazy old body.
And she woke up because she heard her dog Joseph in the house.
Oh. He was supposed to be the guard dog.
And started barking. She figured it was just a raccoon or something. She didn't throw on any clothes to go when she
so
went to go check it out.
So she's still sleeping starkers, huh? That's hot.
Joseph did pretty much the only thing he could do in that situation. He said, "Sorry, ma'am," and left.
Well, would you like to stay for a cup of tea?
Patricia and her husband called the cops.
Oh, she still has a husband?
Yeah, I guess so. And they tracked down Joseph nearby and arrested him for breaking and entering. Sorry, I messed up that a little bit, though. Her dog had heard Joseph and was barking.
Oh, and that was what woke her up.
And that's what woke her up, yeah.
I see. So this is really just you tried to make me think I'm getting a robot guard dog, but
no,
really it's just a story about an old lady whose guard dog woke her up and she scared off the burglar. It's a letdown, Vin.
Well, but anytime I see a story from...
Yarmouth?
Massachusetts, I think, oh, Sarah's got to hear this.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Do you want to hear how YouTube says it?
Yeah.
Here it is.
Yarmouth.
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 It's the sibilance interfering with the th sound. It's
what did you just say?
The sibilance. The th.
What now?
You know how, like, when you're talking to a mic, your S's can get a little overwhelming in certain things, you know?
Is it?
Mic sibilance? No? I'm the only one?
No.
How do you pronounce it? No.
Oh, Yarmouth.
Yarmouth.
Yarmouth. Like math.
YouTube?
Yarmouth. Muth.
Yarmouth.
Massachusetts.
Yarmouth.
Massachusetts.
Yarmouth. I don't know.
Next story.
Okay.
I'm not going to ask because some will find this story a little disturbing, but I do think it's something we do every day, and it's a window or a peek into...
is this one of those is-it-wrong questions you were going to ask?
No, it's not wrong. It's you could do it any way you want.
Is it about the joys of marriage?
No.
What's
just
it about?
Not gonna, it's about wiping your butt.
Oh, yeah, don't ask.
I think you should ask.
I don't think you should
We all have to do it. I mean...
We all have to do it, is exactly right.
It's
and
a
so,
shared human experience.
A new survey by BuzzFeed found it's a close battle between whether you clean yourself by staying seated or standing completely up.
Oh. Isn't it kind of a combo? I mean, you want to be...
So you're a combo.
You want to be over the bowl. Like when you're a chick, you have to get up. You don't wipe forward.
What now?
You don't want to. You want to wipe
front to back, right?
When you're a chick. I mean, you know, you see, so you got to at least be half off. Whoever, maybe you're right. Maybe we shouldn't. Talk
I wasn't
about
gonna.
This.
I just was gonna give you the stats.
All right,
move
give
on.
Us the stats. Let's
clearly,
hear the stats
it's too
and move
juicy
on.
For you to let go by.
As if you didn't know it would be. You rat bastard. You should go as a rat. A rat bastard.
53% of people stay seated. 46% stand. The other 1%. Say they don't do that at all.
They have a bidet.
I guess so.
Yeah. I feel like it's got to be a combo. You don't want to stand right up. You just don't know.
You like to hover?
You got to do...
Over the seat?
Yeah, you start there, but then, you know, you kind of... Then you get up
it's
and you
so
clean
yourself
up.
It's so funny as you say this
know.
Because I've never sort of been around that until I had a kid. And as I've had to help her a few times in the bathroom, I'm like, dab, dab, dab.
Nah,
and
I ain't
pick her
cut
up.
It.
And it's running down her legs. I'm like, oh, wow. I didn't quite get all that.
Got to be pretty aggressive with that stuff. Dab, dab, dab.
I'm like, well, pull your shorts.
I'm done. I'm dapping out. That's on you, literally.
It's you do have to be more aggressive.
You got to treat it like it's your own.
I can't.
You got to.
And I have just found that I'm like, all right. Here's some paper towels. Make sure you're completely dry.
Is she potty trained?
She is.
Oh, yeah,
she's actually been potty trained for a while, and she's all good. But that's for a dude. You don't. What do you know about that? Now we're talking about number one. We're not talking about number two. Yeah. What do you know about that? Nothing in that sense.
Gotta be wiped.
Tap, tap, tap.
No.
All right.
It's not just
right?
like you get the shake off. You know?
No, it's not. It's running. All over
it's
the
just
place.
There. It's all over the place.
Even in the back.
You know
well,
what?
Well, it's you know it's water.
No, I
imagine
I don't
just water leaking out of you. It's,
yeah, I don't.
Goes wherever no. it wants.
It's, do you know what the parenting books say about when a kid should be potty trained?
One
you mean
old.
What age?
Yeah.
I'm going to say 2.5.
By well, 2.5?
It says at the time where they're the minimum, like the youngest is 18 months.
Oh, really?
So 1.5 years.
Yeah,
as soon as I started walking, I started trying to potty train. I was like, that's enough of that, right? You walk now. Walk into the bathroom. That's where we do this stuff. I was kind of a bitch of a mom, though, man.
What are you talking about? The kid won't leave. He keeps coming home.
I know. I love him
so clearly loves you. What are you talking
oh
about?
Oh, my God.
You play it down like you weren't a good mom, but the kid won't leave.
Is that good momming?
I think it is.
I don't know.
I mean, he likes you. He likes to hang out with you. That's a good thing.
We have a good time.
I actually think it's cool because it means he's not up to no good.
Well, he's...
Part of the reason I didn't want to hang with my parents
right,
is because they weren't going to go, sure, take a bong rip. Here's some Bia.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, I wanted to do that stuff. And I wanted to do my girlfriend, too, so...
Well, he's doing some stuff. He's been to some parties over there.
All right.
He actually said he got drunk.
Oh, he did tell you that.
Yeah, I was very... I thought I would be fine with it, but I'm like, oh, God, please be careful. Don't do the 21 shots on your 21st birthday. I can't lose you. I got really like I didn't say all that.
I can't lose you, you said to him?
Oh, God. No, I didn't. I said it in my head. But I was trying to be cool on the outside. Like, yeah, just be real careful. You know, you got to always have a plan. You got to, it's fine. It's part of the college experience. In my head, I'm like, no, just come home. Just live here forever.
Oh, God. This is the boy that watches you rage your, you know what off.
I don't do it in front of it. Stop it.
Every weekend.
They go to bed and
Oh, my God.
They go to bed and we play cards. That's all.
They don't hear any of that, right?
They don't hear the jamming.
Right.
Like, get out. Can you guys shut up? It's like, we're jamming. We pay for this house.
Do you really say that to them?
I have, yeah. We're jamming. What do you have to do tomorrow? It's Sunday. Go back to bed. Put some earplugs in.
When they have their house parties, those kids are hiding in their rooms. They'll come out for a second to maybe grab something really fast out of the fridge, and then they're zipping back to their rooms.
Yeah.
They know to stay.
Yeah. They've always known. There's a cutoff time for mommy, and it's 8 p.m.
That's when you're wasted?
No, that's when it can't be seen.
That would be like, I'm sorry, but I parented you all day. It's 8 o'clock. Mommy's going to have a drink now. Goodbye.
Oh.
What are you doing here? I'm sorry. Are you bleeding? Because.
Yeah. If not.
Bye.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. Told you I was a total bitch. I don't know why the kid still likes me. I tried to get him to hate me.
800-400-3697. Don't forget, Winterland tickets go on sale in like 8 minutes.
7.5 minutes.
Hey, before you get to the text, I just want to give a quick shout out to Harper. She and her whole family are listening. They're on their way to school.
Right, hey, Harper.
Now. Hey, Harper.
Hope you have a nice mom, Harper.
I love that name.
I know. It's a great name. Harper.
415 says, these claims about George Bush are doing more harm than good to the Me Too movement. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. If someone feels like that shouldn't happen, they're...
Why'd she delete it right away, though? I don't get that.
I don't know.
I
maybe
mean,
they
you made it. You put it out there. And
maybe they didn't like the comments they were getting. You know, people take things down because they don't like what they're seeing about it. Oh, I thought this would be really well received. Well, it's not, because guess what? It's Twitter. And everyone hates everything on Twitter.
Right. I'm 36 and I've moved 38 times in my life. Lived everywhere from Walnut Creek to Woodside to Mission to the Mission to Santa Rosa. That's 415. How many times did you move? Did you count it?
I did. I don't know what. Oh, here it is. I think it was way less than I thought. It's like maybe 20-something times.
Wait for it, everyone.
22 times.
22!
Yeah. Way less than I thought.
All right.
And I tried to remember every place I lived, too. I moved home a bunch of times. I didn't count those. Like, I'd move out, live someplace for a year, and move back.
How many times did you do that?
3 or 4 times.
Oh, really?
Yeah. All right. I kept failing to launch.
Well, we all have those, like, I'm in big trouble. I've got to come home.
I'm coming home. Can I come home? Of course you can.
I need to regroup.
Yeah. I need to pull it all together.
You can push me back off the branch as soon as I get myself
step,
together.
Right, exactly. Oh, my God. Hey, so coming up. There is celebrity trash, but there is also the beginning of the on sale for Alice in Winterland.
All right.
We'll be reminding you about that. And we're going to start our giveaways for our morning show, secret show party that we're doing this coming Halloween. And by this coming, I mean this coming Tuesday. And more after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.